Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by... Well, instead of doing a sponsor, what I would love for everybody to do is nominate me for the podcast awards. I know I've taken 2 weeks off. Deeply sorry about that for not really giving anybody a warning, because I really didn't know it was going to happen. Life's just been really crazy lately. But definitely do me a favor. Go to otrwesterns.com/award. That will kick you over to podcastawards.com. I'm looking for the culture and arts category. Put the Old Time Radio Westerns in the name. And then for the website, do www.otrwesterns.com. Hopefully we'll get nominated again this year. First year we did it. We got nominated. Didn't win, but we did get nominated. Second year, we didn't even get nominated. Kind of sad. I don't remember pushing it. I think I missed it. And then this year, hopefully, we'll get nominated again. It's great to be nominated. That's actually a goal of mine. I would love to win, but there's a ton of podcasts out there, so it's really hard for me to win. But the nomination, it's kind of nice because I can say, hey, 2010 podcast nominated, you know, for best in culture and arts, and I can do this for 2012. So deeply appreciate it. I know a lot of you guys love this podcast. This intro is really long, and it's going to be for this week, and sorry about it. But that's about it. Again, otrwesterns.com/award. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger, original air date September 15th, 1941, and the title is Traveler's Spring. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Destination, outlaws and hostile Indians attacked their homes. It was a country where only the brave could survive. But in all the new territory, no one could match the strength and courage of the masked rider of the plains. It was he more than any other man who brought law and order to the lawless frontier. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're on the trail of outlaws. There's going to be trouble. Let's go! Hey!
It was shortly after the Civil War that a wagon train stopped for the night in the hollow near Traveler's Spring. The forest rose on all sides, and although the leaders knew it was dangerous not to camp in the open, two dry camps on the previous night had forced them to take the chance. At 12 o'clock, all was quiet in the hollow, when suddenly a little girl began to sing.
Hey,
in the forest, less than 100 yards from the wagon, two men crouched at the foot of a great pine.
You hear that?
Yeah. There's women and children in the prison.
We shouldn't be here.
We are. No, he's talking about it now.
Hanging out with outlaws.
Renegades are joining up with Indians to attack our own people.
We got no call to be proud anymore. Our homes are burned. Our money's gone. You want Francis, Lake of White Acres, all out here? Randolph, Oakland don't mean a thing in this country.
My father used to say that honor was the dearest possession a man could have.
So did mine. He's dead now, and his son still likes to eat. That's why we're here. You know it, Frank. We were hungry.
She stopped. And she was asleep.
I hope she never wakes up. And don't first the Indians and then us. The orders are not to leave anyone alive.
It isn't too late. We could run down through the trees and warn them.
They don't have a chance, and we'd get shot in the back for trying it.
We'd save our self-respect.
You're only 20, Frank. You want to die yet?
No.
Neither do I.
But I can't go through with it either. I can't shoot women and children in cold blood.
Quiet. Lock it away.
I don't care, man.
Quiet. Listen to me. Look. That kid's singing. It got you too. We won't fire a shot.
But afterwards...
There won't be any afterwards for us. As soon as the fighting starts, we'll cut back to our horses right away.
Turn our backs,
and there's nothing we can do to help those immigrants. You have to make yourself admit it, Frank.
At least, it won't be our bullets that killed them.
The Indians.
All right, boys!
Come on, Frank. They'll all be wiped out. Don't look. Do I have to strike?
No. I've seen enough. But I'll never forget it as long as I live.
On the evening of Salt Lake's 21st birthday, that Randy Oakland led a wagon train into Meadville, the nearest town, and rode out to the ranch. The two old friends made a tour of the place after supper. As they headed back to the corral, their thoughts returned to the past.
Have you ever been able to forget it, Randy?
Forget what?
That night at Traveler's Spring.
Oh, I don't recall much about it.
You don't?
Well, I've been in too many Indian fights.
They're all mixed up in my mind. That was the only time you were on the wrong side. You've led 100 wagon trains across the plains since then.
Anyway, 100.
Maybe that's why you don't remember. You sort of made up for it.
We didn't do anything, Frank.
We ran away, didn't we? We ran away all right, but not soon enough. I can still see those Indians charging down on the wagons, and I can still hear that little girl singing.
You've got enough troubles right here in this range that I'd borrow from the past.
Yeah, I know it.
You know, if you don't get some rain pretty soon, your crib's gonna dry up to nothing.
I need a cloud first.
Have you figured ahead at all?
Sure. If we don't get rain, I'm gonna have to sell my stock or whatever it'll bring and move someplace else.
And where?
Maybe that valley where you're heading now.
You could do worse. Well, I'm serious.
It's only a question of days before I'll have to get rid of the cattle. You'll be in Meadville for a week. Now, who can tell? Maybe we'll be traveling with you when you go.
I don't wish any hard luck, partner, but that'd suit me fine. There's Mary on the front porch.
Hi, honey.
He's a nice kid.
As nice as they come.
The boy isn't so bad, either.
No, Bob's all right.
Just all right.
He reminds me of you and me 25 years ago.
He won't have to go through what we went through.
Oh, I guess every father hopes that for his boy.
Why should he?
It's a hard question. Bob's 21 now. You know, I think he feels he's sort of tied down on the ranch.
If he's discouraged, it's only the drought. You don't like it any more than I do.
It's a drought, all right. Home always seems kind of dry to a 21-year-old. I wouldn't be surprised if he kicked over the fences,
Bob.
That's who we were talking about, wasn't it?
Mary, stop that.
What's the matter with you?
Stop it, Mary.
Have you gone local?
That's what the other little girl was singing.
Is that the
thing, Bob? I don't want you to ever sing that song again.
Bob,
can you get me? Well, that's different.
Has he told
her? I did. Yes. Because he's old.
Well,
because me in
a couple of weeks.
Yes,
Frank. Can he try right away?
What is it, Em?
Yeah, he's just my friend up here with me. He won't be long.
Stay as long as you want.
There
he is, my best girl.
Oh, my goodness,
what up,
he? He's going out the back way.
He's going without even saying goodbye. You mean Bob will
Will you go into town?
No, I don't. I mean, the way for good. He's in here. I can't think of anything to say.
But where? What's got into it?
Nothing's got into it, Paul.
But something must have.
I want to be on my own, that's all. You had a chance to be when you were young. Why can't I?
I didn't ask for that chance. I didn't want it.
Well, it did you a lot of good anyway.
How do you know anything about that?
You must have.
You're wrong. I can't tell you how wrong.
And let me find out for myself, but there's no chance to it.
You're tired of me, Bill. I can understand that. You're right about it, too. Might as well face facts and sell out.
We could pack our things and go west with Andy's face.
I've been thinking about it, Em. It could be managed.
Your land is off. Pleasant Valley's a wonderful place, Bob.
Wonderful for you two, maybe, but not for me. Wherever I go, I've got to go alone. Oh, it's hard to explain, but I've got to. That's why I didn't even want to say goodbye.
This won't be forever, you know. I'll come back. We may not be here.
I'll find you wherever you are.
Maybe.
Yeah. Your father's always hoped that you'd work by his side, Bob. And then after he was gone, he'd carry on.
Hey, plenty of time for that later on. Now, won't you just let me sit here and say goodbye, Mom?
Yeah. If that's the way you want it, son.
I do.
Oh, here's $100.
I want the money. I've got it alone. Whatever I need, I'll earn for myself. Just take care.
Sure thing, Bob.
Bye.
It's all right, Em. You'll travel west, so will we.
Is that of your mind?
Yes. There'll be more chance to keep in track of him out there.
I suppose so. Thanks, I'll have a lot of packing to do in the next few weeks.
We'll both be busy.
That ought to help. 2 weeks later, and over 100 miles to the west, a masked man and an Indian had made their camp in a grove of cottonwoods near Eagle Point. They had just finished their evening meal when the noise of a horse crashing through the underbrush brought them both to their feet.
Somebody ride this way?
Yes, fellow.
There's plenty of outlaw around here.
They don't ride straight to a campfire. See what they come.
It's boy.
Howdy.
Welcome.
You're mad. That Indian with you.
You have nothing to be afraid of. Won't you have something to eat?
No, thanks. I just be cool for the
cattle. Oh, I'll get them. Put a blanket over those spruce boughs.
Plenty weak,
but that's the idea.
Hungry, maybe.
There. What do you think, Sima Tali?
I do not know.
I'm afraid he's almost done for. Yes, he's a lot stronger than he was last night.
He's food, and he's bad.
We can leave him here and ride up to the point as we planned.
Maybe it's the outlaw camp.
Yeah. Somewhere around. Come on, we'll get him up. Look like smoke.
Ah, that camp.
I wonder if it's Mike Ward.
Crossed the border a month ago. Come this way.
We gotta get close and find out how many men there are.
Why him make camp here?
Well, there's a wagon trail to the south. He may be planning a holdup.
That's bad. No soldier around here.
Most of the trains can protect themselves if they have any warning.
You ride to camp now?
Oh, wait.
What do you see?
That smoke is out of the camp. The rider heading up the trail.
Top of him.
His horse. From here, it looks just like the one that boy was riding last night.
It's the same one.
It's the boy, too. He must have wakened just after we left. Saddled his horse and rode away.
And why him do that?
He thought we were outlaws.
Well, him go straight into outlaw camp.
We'd be lucky if they don't shoot him on sight. We'd have to do what we can to help him. Come on, do it.
Get him up, scout.
Job we give you.
Yeah.
What kind of a job do you think you'd find here?
Well, anything's all right. As long as it's honest. I thought a clue from your campfire and, well, I thought I'd take a chance.
You sure did.
I did it.
You said you could.
Well, we won't have any more visitors today.
Then we can tell. Stay there.
Hey, what is this camp?
Well, you're trappers, son. It's your season. You just came a little fall.
Oh. I guess you wouldn't have a roof for me.
You can tell about that. But if you odd job to Roger then,
I'll be fine.
Then we'll see. You're healthy enough. You have a gun.
Not bad. I'm better with a rifle.
Well, stick around. Watch the officer over there. Get some grub.
Oh, that was obvious from up the trail.
You know him?
No. One of them was wearing a mask and the other's wounded.
I know them. They're outlaws. I stayed in their camp last night.
Outlaws? Masked men in the region?
Yeah. The masked man's got a big front horse. You couldn't miss it if it came on.
That's right.
You would have expected a visit from those two.
Not at all, right.
You know, get all the boys together and start pouring lead down that trail. The one that picks out the masked man gets $100.
You hear that, man? Over to the head of the trail and open fire. The one who picks out the masked man gets $100.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Saw young Bob Blake ride into the outlaws' camp. They rode after him, but a hail of bullets drove them off, and they were forced to return to their own camp.
Roll up in your blankets and give me your answer in the morning.
Yeah, I will.
You wake up, Hoop.
Huh?
Not that sound.
The Indian.
You follow me. You show how you get out of camp.
No. The masked man sent you.
Oh, that's right. He's got to give you this. Yeah.
So what is it? My watch. It's gone. I wonder.
Where did you?
I spotted a wagon train. We'll be camping on the spring tonight.
Well, round up the boys. Tell them we got work ahead of us.
Tonight?
Tonight, yeah. Hurry up.
Yeah, I'll get them.
You trust that kid? I like the way he handled the rifle. And after this job, you'll be able to trust him.
That's right.
You didn't see anything of the masked man around, did you?
Not a sign. Don't think I wasn't looking. And I'd still like to collect that $100.
I'd make it a thousand. But I'm glad he's out of the way. Come on. How many wagons? How many men?
I think it's Randy Oakman that's leading.
It's about time we cook his goose.
That's what I say. There's only 10 wagons, and I'd say about a dozen men. And we...
All right. Get those wagons in a circle all around the spring. That's it. Keep moving.
That's a nice spot for a camp.
Yeah, I wish it was more open. Best spot in miles, though. Good water.
Fine.
They call it Traveler's Spring.
That isn't funny. Traveler's Spring is back in Kansas.
Well, there's about 100 Traveler's Springs out here. Hey, are you thinking about...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about.
Well, there's no Indians in this country.
Outlaws?
Well, most likely. There used to be a tough hombre called Ward, but he's in Mexico now.
Oh, don't worry so much, Frank. I've got my wife and daughter to think of.
Oh, I'm 13 years old, Harry.
You told us that first thing this morning, young lady. What do you want, another present?
Not from you, Harry, but I want another from Pa.
From me? Well, what do you mean?
Is 13 old enough to say old Susanna?
Sure it is. If you don't tell the kid yes, I'll give your brain up for good.
Go ahead, man.
Thank you. I came to Alabama.
Randy, go for your gun.
What? There's a masked man riding this way. The sun's full on his face.
Put that six-shooter back in your holster.
Can't you see him?
Give me that gun.
There's an Indian with him.
That's a Lone Ranger and Tonto.
The Lone Ranger?
Hi. Hello, Randy.
Glad to see you're in charge of this wagon train.
What's up?
Mike Ward is camped up below Eagle Point. I think you're in for an attack.
Thanks for warning us.
We'll be ready for the coyotes.
I have a plan, Randy. If we work together, we might be able to capture the gang instead of driving them off.
Sure thing.
Don't forget there's women and children in this train.
They won't be in danger.
This is Frank Blake, masked man. He's my second in command.
Did you say Blake?
That's right.
You have a son called Bob?
You heard of him?
Yes, he stopped at our camp about a week ago.
Is he all right?
He must have had a hard time of it, but he's all right now, in a way.
What do you mean by that?
He's Gerald Ward's gang.
I'm not far.
Don't judge him too harshly. He's all alone out here, and he thought I was an outlaw, too. The boy was hungry.
Hungry? Remember, Randy? We're going back 25 years.
Bob won't be with him when they attack him.
He might be.
He won't be if you can talk with him first.
How could I do that?
My plan would give you a chance.
Then I'm all for it. To save Bob from what I've gone through, I'd give my life.
Leave your horse here, Bob.
I see a wagon through the trees.
Get down the hill and take cover behind that big pine.
Yeah.
Near the forest to the left. I'll be over there by the city. When you hear three shots, open fire and close in.
I don't have to shoot to kill, do I?
Just shoot to keep from being killed.
Huh?
You get the idea. Get up there.
Where are they, fellas?
And leave horse up here. Take cover downhill.
We've got to move fast. There's only the women and kids in the camp.
You told them to keep the fires up and keep moving around, didn't you?
Yes,
but the gang won't attack until the camp quiets down.
We even know. The man promised me a chance to talk with Bob before we open fire.
Is he with the others, fellas?
No. His horse over there. Him waved by big pine. Let me show you.
Go slow. Not to make noise.
But don't take too long, Masked Man.
We'll be back in 15 minutes. Come on, Blake.
There were 12 men. I don't see any. Of course, it's hard to tell just by the campfire. But somehow those wagons look awful familiar. One of them was Randy's train.
No sense.
That sounds like Mary. It could be his train, and Paul and Mom and Mary could have come along with him. Oh, no. I'll check my gun. But you can't take a chance, you fool. You've got to get down there and warn him. If you do, water will shoot you.
There, boy.
He's coming up.
Stop him. He's going down the hill.
There's been no signal.
That was Mary singing. I could hear her, so could he. He's going down the wall on the wagon train.
I'll shoot him.
I'm going.
No. You stay here. I'll stop him.
Start right now.
Say something to him.
Masked Man.
Hurry.
I slipped.
What? Your father's wedding at the top of the hill. Follow me.
Paul?
We can't waste a minute.
That kid might be up to something, boss.
He could.
It ain't safe. If he turns yellow,
he would.
He could spoil everything. The longer we wait here, the more chance he has to think.
You are safe, Ward.
Will it not come from hand?
You'll live to hang. The immigrants will take you as far as Santa Fe, and the courts will deal with you and all your men.
You can't do this.
Stand up.
It's a long, long trail. Justice will be waiting at the end.
Another day. Get your wagons under way.
Get up there.
Get up there, boys!
Oh, it's nice to have you driving the wagon, son.
I'm glad to be here. But I guess
you
thank the masked man for that.
We haven't been able to thank him, but he must know we're grateful.
I bet he's still watching out for us.
I bet he is, too.
This is the time of day I like best. When we're just getting out in the morning. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. You can too, Bob.
All right.
Do you, Mom?
Of course.
Will you, Pa?
Why, I don't mind if I do. That's a right pretty song.
I'll be good at it.
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I'm on to Louisiana with a banjo on my knee. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I'm on to Louisiana with a banjo on my knee. Thank you.
story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.